Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. Listeners, you may notice that our sound is a little different. Our sound quality may be a little off from normal. And why is that, guys?
We got kicked out of our homes.
No, Derek.
No, no, no. Okay.
This is episode 63. This is a big milestone episode.
It's huge.
Because it is our first ever on-site recording at Walt Disney World with all three of us here.
Yes.
And so this is a live, we use that term loosely, live review of Port Orleans French Quarter. And as we said, a lot that we want to talk about regarding our trip. And we know a lot of you saw that and followed us with our postings on social media. We appreciate that. But today we're going to focus specifically on French Quarter, and then after we have a few days to gather our thoughts, we will get into the actual trip report. And now, listeners, we have actually moved to another spot on property because somebody wanted to use the hot tub. How dare they, Craig, want to come in on our space?
We forgot to put up the do not bother sign.
Yes, we are now where?
I told you it was a time machine.
It was not a time machine, Derek, but where are we now recording?
We're on a dock on the Sasagula.
We are on the gorgeous riverbanks of the Sasagula River. And we're going to hear a boat horn pretty soon. But, yes, so we want to spend today's episode talking to you about Port Orleans French Quarter. It is a resort that Craig and I had not stayed at prior to this week. And Derek has stayed here before. First of all, let's just kind of share some of our thoughts and impressions of this resort as a whole. Do we like it? Do we not like it? Craig, let's start with you.
I think overall, I really have enjoyed it. Most of my experience has been with value resorts. So here, it's nice because it's more quaint. Not as many people on the bus. It's rarely ever been packed. And when you go eat, those type of things, the place isn't just overly crowded. And it's the middle of summer. So for that aspect, I have really enjoyed it.
And Derek?
I was excited that y'all agreed to stay here again. So, again for me. So, because I knew how much I enjoyed it the first time I stayed here. So, I was really excited and looking forward to it. I knew they had a good food court and none of the rooms are outside of a 5-minute walk away from the main building or the buses. So, I just knew what a treat this was going to be for you two.
I was kind of upset. It does reminds you of New Orleans, which I've never been to, but they're not playing When the Saints Go Marching In all the time.
Yes, Craig was under the impression that that was the only song that would be playing at every point here at the hotel. But
is that not the only song that plays in New Orleans?
It is not, Craig. I'm pretty sure. I've been there. They played different music.
Oh.
Sorry to burst your bubble.
It's definitely the most popular, I think. For television, it seems to be the only song they play.
You may recall way back in one of our first 10 episodes, we actually crowned Port Orleans French Quarter the champion of the Battle Royale of the moderates and the values, or as we like to call them, the voderates, right?
I don't call them that now.
Well, so we were obviously excited to stay here, and for me, just the overall impression is, as Derek said, it's got a very small footprint. You're not having to walk a long way to anything. We were very fortunate. We stayed in Building 5. Literally a 2-minute walk away from the main building, about 3 minutes from the bus stop, and about a 1-minute walk away from the pool, which we'll get into that later. Yes, we did, some of us, get in the pool. But overall impressions, I think it's very well themed. I think it's quaint. I think it has a lot of pros that we'll get into here momentarily. And maybe we'll touch on the cons too. But what do you guys first want to talk about the resort?
Let's talk about the food court.
Let's jump right into it. The food. Okay, so we got to experience breakfast in the form of beignets, and we actually just had dinner here at the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory. So let's start with the most important thing, Derek, the beignets that they have here at Sasagula.
They are Mickey shaped, which I'm going to apologize now for. I do not believe they are as good as they used to be. Well, my previous visit had regular beignets, and they were awesome. These Mickey shaped, I guess, due to the shaping process or something, they are a bit thicker and not as pillowy.
Pillowy. Did you get that correct?
Pillowy, yes.
So, to me, they weren't... I only had them the first day that Craig and I got here, and I didn't really need them again.
I wasn't sure the first time Derek and I... He had three, I had three. So, I got three more with Matthew just to make sure.
Very noble of you, Craig.
Yeah, I'll take one for the team.
So, Derek, you think they'd be better to rest your head upon than actually digest?
Well, that way you could eat while you sleep.
I don't know if that's how that would work.
Oh.
But I enjoyed them. They give you an option of, with the Mickey beignets, of getting some sauce along with that. We actually got a strawberry dipping sauce. Yes, for $2 more, I believe. But the strawberry dipping sauce was very good. We ate that on the way to Animal Kingdom on Monday morning. But I was a fan of the Mickey beignets. They were not as good, you were right, Derek, as a normal beignet that you could find in, say, New Orleans. But they were quite good.
Also important to note that they make them fresh when you order them. So yes, they're not sitting there waiting for – when you order them, they're going to fix them right then.
Did you all have anything else for breakfast? I know they have appetizing options, it looks like, for breakfast. We didn't get much of a chance to do that. We were too busy going and touring the parks early in the morning. But what?
You're a little loud there.
But we did just have some dinner. And, Craig, why don't you share with the listeners, what did you order?
I ordered a catfish po' boy, which I thought was very good. The remoulade sauce was very tangy, very good. And they had homemade chips to go along with it. I thought it was very tasty.
And, Derek, you got a couple of different items.
I had the gumbo and the jambalaya. I think I've had better of both, but they were still good.
And let's not forget what came with the jambalaya.
The cornbread. Oh, yeah, the sweet cornbread. As a boat comes by.
Yes, the Memphis Miss, it is called. You can hear the roar of the river and the horn of the south. So, yes. So, Craig had the catfish po' boy. Derek got some gumbo, which the gumbo, we all agree, was not really gumbo.
No, it was more like gravy with the stuff in it for gumbo.
You can almost call it gravebo.
Gray, I like that.
Well, you did say they gave you the option of rice and you didn't get it. I think that would have made it more gumbo-ish, but...
Didn't really have the spice of a gumbo. I got what I think we all agreed was the best dish, which was the shrimp and grits, and it was phenomenal. It was $13, a great large helping of shrimp, really good grits, a wonderful sauce, great flavoring. And so can't sing the praises of the shrimp and grits enough. And there were several other options we looked at that we wanted to try. I know I was pushing for the shrimp po' boy.
They did have a soup du jour, which I understand is the soup of the day. I thought that sounded good.
Yes.
Sorry, listeners. That would be a reference to Dumb and Dumber. If you're of our age, you would quickly get that reference.
Yeah. But dinner was quite good.
We shared all that.
Yeah.
But it was still three individual meals.
Yes. We did try from each other's.
We've not held back on the food this week.
No, we have not. We never do.
Derek also had, what was the cake you had?
I had a kingfish cake. What's it called? Is it?
Yeah, the king cake.
King cake. It was passable.
Passable.
And I mean, you pass it. I don't mean.
Gotcha. So that's kind of, I mean, I think we would all recommend Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory, wouldn't we, Craig?
I think so. I think it's got something for everyone there, and got a good menu for kids as well. Got desserts. That's like a normal food court, but a very, very New Orleanish. That is a word, and more towards those likings, those tastes, the gumbo, the shrimp, all that, which I really enjoyed the shrimp and grits as well as you did, Matthew.
I think it had a lot of good. I think the quality of the food was really good. And again, it's not just your run of the mill burgers, chicken, macaroni and cheese. It does have those things, but it also has that New Orleans flair, as you said, Craig. And it doesn't feel overcrowded. At least it didn't when we were in there. Plenty of space to spread out and relax. So, big three thumbs up from Triple G. about in regards to Sasagula?
Six thumbs.
Well, yes, we will both. We'll all give it two thumbs up, which equals six. Sorry.
Yes.
What about the rooms, Mr. Dotson?
Well, you know, the rooms are important because that's where you're going to pillow your head, unless you're going to lay it on a Mickey beignet.
And much like our friend Josh has mentioned about a lot of these room renovations, sterility is key.
Yes, it is not very well. I mean, there's not a lot of theming, period. It's really bland, I guess.
I think the only theming I noticed in the room were the headboards. They were kind of a little bit more ornate than some, but again, I think that's really the only thing I saw that was kind of unique.
There was a painting. There was one painting on the wall that was nice.
Typically.
But I mean, it's nice. I don't want to say elegant. That may sound a little too nice, but for a moderate resort, I think the rooms are very nice. Don't necessarily think they're very well themed. So if you're big on theming, that particular room may not be for you. However, the exterior of the resort, which we'll get to in a minute, it is very well themed. Craig, what did you think of the rooms?
I thought it was what you would expect from a Disney, like you said, a moderate or even a value, where it's not lush and it's not for all amenities, but it's got a nice bed. The bed is very soft, very sleepable, and I mean not too soft, but it wasn't too hard. So for me, it was a perfect night's sleep. Always felt clean and double sinks, so plenty of room for us. Two queen beds.
Two queens.
Good size bathroom, bathtub.
I did want to. The comfort of those beds may have been influenced by our lack of sleep.
That too, yes.
So
sheer exhaustion. Now you said good night's sleep, but I know one night I was here that was not that great of a night's sleep. There was a monster in the room.
No, that was Derek.
Oh, that was Derek.
Yes.
Was snoring.
He was in there every night.
Derek snoring. Last night it didn't matter. Everybody was so tired. Like Craig said, the beds were very comfortable. There was plenty of space in the room for three of us, grown men. But if you're looking for theming in the actual room, probably not your cup of tea. But overall, a great experience. Plenty of space in the room. Let's talk exterior of the hotel, the grounds. I think this is where the hotel really excels. You've got the streets. You've got the street lamp. You've got the old shutters on many of the windows and the different colored rooms. There's a lot of diversity in the colors of the buildings and the floors. And we had a first floor room, which was really nice. Really enjoyed that. But also the plants, the horticulture, very much New Orleans. Very well kept, as all the Disney hotels are. But this really stays true to the theme of what the French Quarter is about.
I'd have to second that. To me, again, I've never been to New Orleans, but it seems like what I would think of New Orleans. The streets are really neat. Going down your walkways are really streets. The pool is in the center of everything. You've got a courtyard right outside our room. So there's lots of amenities as far as that goes. The welcome, just as you come in and the lobby and all that, is very welcoming. You have the smell of the contemporary kind of that smell, if you're familiar with that. So,
and the fountain.
Yeah, the fountain as you come in as well.
There's also a Mardi Gras flair that you kind of feel in different places. You see that in the Sasagula Floatworks Factory, but you also see some touches of that in the lobby with the beads and the masks and things like that.
But if we're talking about exterior, I guess we need to also add that from the front lobby, you're steps away from the bus. The bus is going either to any of the four parks, and also the two water parks. It's available right there, right next to each other. Bus seemed very on time. I mean, they've got the new where you can go on the app and find out the bus times, and I don't think there's any time we ever really waited a long time for buses.
Yeah, good success there. Derek, anything else about the exterior?
Just something we saw just a few minutes ago would be the carriage rides.
Oh, yes.
Maybe mention that as an extracurricular activity. And of course, the boat to Disney Springs.
Yes.
I would count that.
And if from where we're sitting, you can actually see part of the Old Key West golf course, I do believe, just across the river there. One thing I don't recall seeing much of in New Orleans were alligators playing musical instruments in the streets, which you can find quite a bit of that here.
That's only found at this resort, I believe.
So we talked about the exterior of the hotel. We've talked about the rooms themselves. We've talked about the food. Let's talk about the important stuff here. What about the pool, guys? What were your thoughts on the pool? I don't know if the pool has a name, But there's a giant serpent slide. What'd you think of the pool, Craig?
I'll have to say I missed out on the pool. I had to run back over to Hollywood Studios while you guys were in the pool, but I did get soaking wet because it poured down rain on me, so I felt like I was joining you guys in spirit.
Not really the same, but hey, Derek, you did
get wet.
You did get in the pool, actually, Derek.
I did. It was amazing. I put my feet in.
he did put his feet in. I got to go down the slide. I went down the slide twice.
Did they kick you out?
No. No.
You did elbow some children, though.
No, I didn't. You're spreading lies, Derek. I went down the first time. It was pretty slow. I decided to really give it a go the second time. It was much better. The pool, there's not – I was talking with Derek about this earlier. There's nothing that special to it. It was really too heated. I mean, here we are in the depths of July, and the pool was not very cold, not very cool. Granted, there had been some storming before we got in there, but – it's a fine pool. It's nothing.
Lots of kids had been in there.
Yeah. I hope that has nothing to do with it. But it was fine for what it was. Not a lot of features. I mean, it was well themed. You have the serpent kind of running through the property and King Triton on top of the certain serpent. But I think I'd probably put it middle of the pack in terms of hotel pools. And as a Disney Resort pool aficionado, which I like to call myself. I'm the only one that calls myself that, but I think it's middle of the pack. I mean, it's okay, but it's nothing to stand out.
And I would say along with that is even for a resort this size, I would say that the pool is a little small.
It is.
There's not a whole lot of rooms here, but there's no other quiet pools or anything. So you've got the one main pool, and it's not overly big to me.
Well, and honestly, you know, we keep talking about the size of which I really am a draw to that. I like that. It doesn't seem as crowded. It's not as busy here. But I think we have to keep in mind, guys, it's actually a sister to Riverside. So that's why I think it's as small as it is. Well, it's really not that small because it's really a whole complex here. You're just not that far from Riverside.
And they do have a great, if you have kids, small kids, they do have a great splash area for them that has two or three slides for them. It has the bucket that pours water. It has some different water jets and things like that. So kids will certainly enjoy it. There's also, before I forget, there's a great playground that kids can enjoy. There's also a hot tub, which we were at earlier when we started this broadcast.
Convinced it's still a time machine.
I don't think it's a time machine, Derek, but
how would they give that two movies then?
Why do they give a lot of things two movies? That's the question. But Craig brought up a good point. I think we need to mention that before we forget it, is you can enjoy the amenities of Port Orleans Riverside as well. They have multiple pools. You're welcome to go down to their pool. You're welcome to go down and enjoy their movies under the stars and that sort of thing if there's not one here. And it's just, what, probably a 5 or 10 minute walk. It's not a bad walk. There's a path, a beautiful walking path that goes all the way down the Sasagula River. We didn't get a chance to take it because we were too busy resting from walking in the parks when we were here, but it does certainly give you the feel that you have access to two resorts in one.
I agree with that, and along with that, you get Yeehaw Bob over there, and like
rights.
You said, and Boat Rights, which I can say is a very good restaurant. So some of the amenities over there, and you do have access to their pool, Old Man River.
Old Man, it's on Old Man Island.
And it's a quality pool also, and I would say it's better than the Serpent Pool.
And also here you have Scat Cat's Lounge. You also have Mardi Grog's, which is kind of a poolside bar area. But so we've talked pool, we've talked rooms, the grounds, we've talked amenities a little bit with the pool and the carriage rides. Is there anything else that we're leaving out that you guys are thinking of?
I think we also need to mention, just because it's not really that far any of the parks either. The bus rides didn't seem like that long to anywhere we went.
Yeah, I would say the longest ride was probably 18 minutes or so.
And there was just one bus stop.
Right, and I think the longest one was when our bus driver got lost, it seemed.
And that was a return trip.
Yes.
That was on the way back from a park.
They do have an arcade. It's a pretty good arcade. We don't really do that, but if you're into that, it's like two really big rooms as a part of that arcade. A lot of different games for the kids. There's not, Derek, you and I checked this out earlier. There's not much, really. The only resort specific merchandise we saw was a pin. That kind of disappointed us. We were hoping to grab something, but
right.
They may have some down at Riverside, but there was not in the gift shop here.
And hopefully at some point that's something Disney will change and do something more specific like they used to. I think every resort almost used to get specific items for them. So I know when we stayed at Pop in May, they had a Pop magnet that we got. And I mean, it wasn't anything fancy, but it was still Pop. So, I mean, if you'll do something small like that, magnets, that's what we get to kind of remember some of our travels by. So we like to just put them on the refrigerator and next to Graceland.
Nice. So the question is, Craig, would you stay here again? And would you recommend it to another family to come and stay here?
I would stay here again and probably would love to bring my family here again. Maybe next time we're here, we may do that because I like the convenience of it and the footprint.
My thoughts exactly. With small children, especially, you're going to be doing a lot of walking, and the less you can do at your hotel, the better. I love Caribbean Beach, but that's one of the downfalls of their hotel is you're having to walk long distances to multiple places. Here, that is not the case. You're close to the bus stop. You're close to the food court. You're close to the lobby if you need to talk to the concierge, and you're close to the pool. So the footprint, I love it. Derek, I'm guessing you would stay here again?
It's clean sweep. I would come here every time if they offered discounts.
Yes, and that's one of the downsides, too, is a lot of times Riverside is more discounted than this. But just as we said, even if you stay at Riverside, you can come and enjoy the amenities here at French Quarter. So I think we can all agree that the fact that it won the Battle Royale and now having all stayed here, we can back that up and say that it is probably maybe the number one value/moderate resort.
It always was in my book.
And just sitting here, we're seeing something every Sunday. They have a check-in. They have what they call a Beignet Dash Fun Run, and that starts at 8 a.m. You can start checking in for it at 7:30. But basically, you take a little run along the river here, and afterwards you get a serving of beignets. It's $15, which is quite reasonable, I think, considering you get the run and the experience of running on a beautiful path and in the beignets. So,
how do you eat those when you're running?
It says after the run.
Oh, okay.
Although I'm sure you could buy some beforehand and they'd let you eat them during the run. So, guys, we got to go get on Magical Express here in just a minute, but we do have to finish a segment we like to call Grim.
Grinning.
Grinness.
He didn't say that as loud this time. I think Derek has a question for us here. Derek, what do you got?
Okay, after all this discussion we've done about the resort here at Port Orleans French Quarter, what has been your favorite part of it? And I'm going to say for me, it is that we were so close to the bus stop. It was, like we said, it was 4 or 5 minute walk to the bus stop. And you're not going to get that at most resorts without being a preferred room and paying the extra cost associated with that. So
proximity for you.
It is.
Craig?
I'm going to say probably proximity also to the food. I mean, we're not that far from our room. It's proximity to everything. And again, we were maybe because we were located, that's the first time I've stayed here. So staying in Building 5, I don't know if that's any different than the other ones. You guys would know better than I. Hey, here comes the
horse. And a boat.
Getting from all sides here.
But that would be, I mean, again, I'm probably going to go with Derek and just say proximity, but also to the food court as well as the buses.
I will just say, since you all took proximity, I'll say the food. I think the dining is great. Probably my single favorite thing, since I can't take what you all said, is probably the theming. I really like the theming. I'm not concerned about theming in the rooms, but the grounds, it makes me feel like I'm in a different place. It makes me feel like I'm in New Orleans, and that's what we want when we're on vacation. We want to escape and get away. So that's your Grim, Grin, and Greatness question for the day. Feel free to chime in. If you've stayed here, let us know. If you have questions about the resort, feel free to ask us, because I'm sure we left something out, although that's hard to believe, right, Greg?
We never leave anything out.
No stone unturned. So we do encourage you.
Oh, wait, that's your thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah. We will be sharing more with you listeners in the days to come about our trip and what we did, what went well, what didn't go so well. But mostly it was good.
We're also hoping to have a special guest. Hoping?
Yes. Yes, we are.
So
lots of plans, lots of details, and we may go into several episodes with this.
Yes, so please be coming, come back on Thursday for our special bonus episode, and of course next Monday as usual. And listeners, as always, as you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
Hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.